Simone Martiri, 14th century, this is around 1320. Can you identify the figure? Well, come closer so you can see. So what are the objects here given to help you identify? One thing you know about this figure is that she is a saint, because?
Halo.
A martyr, why? Because of the palm frond. So you remember the palm frond, a Greek symbol of victory? In fact, let me show you here. The arch of Septimius Severus from the 2nd century. So you see the goddess of victory. The palm frond is very prominent. So a symbol associated with victory taken over by Christians because to show that the martyr is victorious. Victorious over... Do you know who this is? You actually have one more. You have one more element that helps you, although it's kind of hidden. The sword, yes. So we know that she died by the sword. There's a clue here. What you see as a brooch is in fact a brooch, but it's a brooch in the form of... It's Catherine. This is St. Catherine, who was... They invented a wheel on which to kill her, but she didn't die on the wheel. The wheel was broken, and eventually she was beheaded. Oh, yes, one other thing I wanted to ask you here. Should you go around identifying figures as saints? In other words, should your reading stop when you've figured out what saint you're looking at? It's better to understand... what you're being shown in a representation of a saint, which has to do with not a saint's name, but what a saint is. And first, you're being shown a representation of members of the elect. Right? Counted in the New Testament as, this is 2 Timothy 2, those who obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Right? So this is the victory. Or Revelation 14, those who have been redeemed from mankind as first fruits for God. And so you see the crown here, right? 1 Peter 5, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. And gold being that material that doesn't fade. So that's one thing. You're being shown members of the elect. Second thing, images of saints give indications often of why these people are among the elect. And that's just a person who has a crown or a palm frond. But images of saints often give an indication of why these people are saints. And these signs often essential parts of the image of a saint. And what are the signs of sainthood here? Yes, a sign of having been chosen. But my question has to do with, well, what was it in their life that made them chosen? You actually do see this. People will give you the sense that, well, you just need to figure out who the saint is, and you look at these things and you can tell that. But actually, these things tell you something about the saint, the saint's life. Right, the wheel and the sword, instruments of Catherine's death, which tell you that she went to her death in obedience, willing to die to maintain her confession. Terms are the same for us, right, that we would die to the life of flesh, may not be asked to be martyred, but that we wouldn't hold on to these temporal satisfactions, attachment to worldly goods. Any other signs of sainthood here? Do you see anything about this person? Expression, right? far more significant in telling us about Catherine is her expressions, far more the focus of this image than the details that we've been talking about. Simone Martini spent more time on her face than on anything. And what do you see in the expression of this person? Peace. We've got indications of her death all around here, but you see her peace. And what else? Tired. That's an interesting... Tired of what, do you think? Tired of waiting, maybe. Tired of waiting under these conditions. Her life was a difficult life. Tired of this world, maybe. There's a term we used in connection with the Stoics, actually, that you could apply here. Serenity, yeah, but specifically apatheia, related to indifference. We talked about the category of the indifferent, those things that don't really matter. Well, worldly things don't really matter. Kind of calm detachment from those things. And you see that in her face.